This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Playing your little thing about your hypocrites everywhere, you know, regarding the LGBTQSS, question mark, how the new movement is giving the letters community a taste of their own medicine. People have to understand what they want to do is they want to eventually make us all just drones where we have 72 sub-designations but no real male or female sex anymore. They don't want eventually us to even reproduce. They want us to produce babies in laboratories that the government will approve genetically before they even allow them to be born. They want to be able to even allow us to not only control our air conditioning and our cooking in our house, but also they want to control our thoughts. And if you want to learn a skill, just download it. And, of course, the state will control the downloads, so they'll control the actual software. And, in fact, your own material, like Dr. Kadi Karimade says, you'll become a commodity in a cyber state. And you won't be able to even discern what is reality and what's cyber reality. People don't understand where we're going with this. The globalists have decided to make a final thrust to grab the consciousness of the human race, to reduce the world population, and to actually stop us from reproducing except in laboratories. That's what their plan is.
Well, let me tell you this. I think one of the main things that the left absolutely hates is they hate real men. They hate right. John Wayne. They hate Clint Eastwood. They hate old Americana, you know, men that are strong and tough, and they hate toxic masculinity. So I actually have I love toxic masculinity t-shirt that I wear out and things like that. And so I always try to push that envelope because the bottom line is they want to get rid of the males, and they want to get rid of
right.
dominant, strong, you know, confident males, and they want them to be weak, wilting willows, and they want them to be androgynous. They don't want them to have rough edges. They don't want them to have 5 o'clock shadows. I mean, it's really sad and sick that, you know, how the left views the male species. And again, even males on the left viewing their own, you know, their own people, their own biological makeup. It's frightening to think that somehow being an actual male and being a straight male and only wanting to have relations with a straight female of the same biological makeup, somehow that's inferior to this LGBTQ, add whatever letters you want after that community. Right. I think it's really sick. It's twisted. And I love the fact, and that's why I covered this, that this kid was brave enough to say, hey, I'm tired of being called transphobic. I'm tired of being called, you know, this phobic and that phobic. So therefore, I'm coming up with my own new letters, and it's called Super Straight, and that's how I identify with. And basically what he did, which I love, is he just smacked them right in the mouth with their own hypocrisy, and he hit them as hard as he could. And that's why they don't like him. That's why they threatened him. His mother, I think, has been fired from her job over this because they cancel culture the mother. I mean, it's really sick and sad, but it is a necessary evil because we cannot allow them to continue to say that you can identify as anything you want. You could be a dog, a dolphin, a signpost, an attack helicopter, you know, binary, non-binary, a he, a them, a they, a she, whatever, gay, bi, trans, this, that. But you can't be a straight male or straight female. And it's the hypocrisy of the letter.
It's a form of satanic mind control.
Why I did the video, because I wanted to point out the hypocrisy. And, of course, I did it, you know, with a little humor. I had the gender prices right.
You're a funny guy. I actually was playing it earlier. Well, one of the things I think people need to realize is a continuum of evil. It started with Roe v. Wade in 1973, but most people, even the women that want to do abortion because it's basically a child sacrifice, Eventually, as the gay people and the lesbian people and all these people have their way, we won't have a designated distinct sex or a family or even human reproduction in utero. There will be no more human beings born in families anymore. They'll be born in laboratories and they'll be genetically pre-approved by the state. This is what they want, isn't it? They're doing it already in China. They're doing experiments in China on this.
I don't care, and I think most conservatives in America could care less whether a man in the privacy of his own home is doing whatever he's doing, you know, with the entire Dallas Cowboys football team, or a woman is doing whatever she's doing with the entire Lilith Fair. You know what I mean? It's like, keep it to yourself. Keep it in your bedroom. It's your private business. Do not want it. Do not tell us about it. Do not demand that we accept your behavior. And do not do it on a public display. Just be a decent human being.
Well,
your own bedroom is your business. Don't tell the rest of the world, and especially children.
I don't think it's coming primarily to me. This is my viewpoint from the see, when I went to medical school, gay and other behaviors were considered a form of mental illness, which I still think it is. We know that there's feminizing toxins. Most toxins in the environment are feminizing, like fluoridated water and toxic chemicals. And I think also our culture is trying to feminize people. It's trying to actually take, you know, this toxic culture, trying to change children into thinking it's strange to be just purely male or female or have just a normal sexual attraction to a normal straight female and male. The reason is that they ultimately want to attack the idea of family and the idea of intrauterine pregnancy and the idea of a human race that's not genetically altered by the superstate. The superstate wants to thrust forward and actually commoditize even gene complexes. So if you want a super high IQ child in the future, you'll be able to buy a gene complex and insert in your baby before they're born so their IQ is over 200. Or you want to make them a super athlete, you'll be able to download specific language skills. They'll charge you to download those language skills directly into your brain. That's what they want. They want to commoditize reality, don't they?
They do. And, you know, it's just getting more depraved and more depraved by the day. And I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. In 2017, when I first heard about the Drag Time Story Hour psychotic sicko pedophiles, I did a story on them, and I said, this is wrong. This is child abuse. It's child endangerment. And I said, and it's borderline pedophilia at the time. Well, of course, Right Wing Watch did a full-page article saying Josh Bernstein says that Drag Time Story Hour is a pedophilia or borderline pedophilia. Well, guess what just happened? Actually, it's happened numerous times, but it just happened a few days ago. They arrested the Milwaukee co-founder of the CREAM organization, who, by the way, also happened to be a children's family court judge, okay?
With
with child pornography on his computer. This was someone that was part of this Drag Time Story Hour. So, you know, I'm vindicated once again, and I've been vindicated hundreds, if not thousands of times on stories that I have covered in the past that I have said X, Y, and Z is going to happen, and guess what?
It happened.
This happened once again. We've got to ban these Drag Time Story Hours from libraries. These people should never be allowed near children. They should never be allowed to read stories dressed up in drag, scaring the living daylight out of these poor, impressionable kids.
Well, look at our so-called so-called president. We have a pedophile president.
There's no question
about
it. What
the hell? It's disgusting.
We do.
And he stole the election. By the way, they get all enraged that you keep on saying that the election was stolen when we have so much evidence. That's why Dominion Software filed a $1.3 billion suit against Mike Lindell. And, of course, the suits are still moving forward. The audits, what's the latest on the audits? Because I know we were looking at Karen Fann, I think, is supposed to pick the right auditor. And I know other states like New Hampshire, once this moves forward, I predict that Joe Biden will try to declare some form of martial law. The military will not cooperate. The police will not cooperate. And we'll march his sorry ass out of the White House, or even the set called the White House, because I believe there's some actual proof that some of the pictures they have are done on a set that looks like he's in the Oval Office or whatever. I don't believe that they're necessarily at the actual building when they're doing some of these things.
Well, let me tell you this. At this rate, and especially with this psychopath Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He's targeting the military in a way that's never been done before. And what are you going to do? You're going to remove anyone that's a conservative in the military? Well, guess what? That's 85, 90% of the people. Well, you're going to be left with a bunch of androgynous freaks. Then what, you're going to tell them to, you know, to have an allegiance to you know, the people? No, of course not. They would say they would have an allegiance to North Korea, to Iran, to China, to whatever. It wouldn't matter. They would not be people that we would be able to count on as far as being able to go against the administration. So what would happen then? You remove all of these people from the military that are Trump supporters, that are conservatives, that are Christians, whatever. What happens then? I'll tell you what happens then. They band together with the older military personnel, older retired military personnel, captains and commanders and lieutenants and all that, and they get their own thing going if it's needed.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Josh, where are we in terms of the timeline here? Because now we're getting into, we're now after St. Paddy's. Hi, John W. Spring, you're back. That's good. Where are we in terms of the timeline and what's going on here in terms of you getting us doing a Bidenectomy? Like, 21 states now suing Biden over the pipeline shutdown. We have a crisis that they won't even call that on the border, which, by the way, Biden should be getting his cut for the drug cartels, for the human trafficking, the pornography and sale of children. Maybe they are. I mean, I can't understand why this moron doesn't realize if you put children have to, you know, 3 and 4 years of age, whatever, have to go 1,800 miles from their parents in Central America. Why some of these kids don't make it? They fall off the top of the train, or they get raped on the way, or just get sick and die. It's disgusting, and Biden thinks he's not even going to call it a crisis right now. And then he comes out and says, don't come now, we're not ready for you. Come on, they even have T-shirts on that says, you know, hey, thanks a lot, Biden, for letting us in. I mean, my God, it's so disgusting. I think Biden should be arrested already for what he's done so far to this country. It's just disgusting.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. I mean, for stealing the election alone, an arrestable offense. But my question is, where are they getting these T-shirts from? Who in America, in particular, George Soros, maybe some others, who is funding this program? Who's funding these migrant caravans? We know in the past it was George Soros. He was funding them. There's no question about it. There is all kinds of proof of that. I covered that back then. So I think that we need to take matters into our own hands. Right. And these states that are being infiltrated and invaded, they need to send their National Guard. I know Texas has sent the National Guard, but we need Arizona and we need New Mexico and we need California and Texas and anyone that's, you know, near the border. We need to send the National Guard down there, and we need to give them shooting orders. We need to say, if you see people coming across, you shoot first and you ask questions later. And that's what we need to do. And I'm telling you right now, if we shot a few of these folks, maybe not to kill them, just to hurt them or maim them, whatever, rubber bullets, something like that, guess what's going to happen? The rest of them are going to go, whoa, they're shooting at us. I think it's time to turn back.
I got a little simpler action. I would what's called using our advanced technologies we have for killing the drug cartels and other people. But the problem is, you see, our deep state gets $2 trillion from the drug trade. The drugs are made in China. They're set up in Mexico. Even the shipping of drugs out of the Golden Triangle in Asia comes through, and the cartels here are tied directly to our deep state. That's why they have guns. Remember the Fast and Furious gun thing that happened during Barack Obama? They gave guns to one set of cartels that were fighting the other set, because our set of cartels were doing the main drug trade and they were giving the cut to us. So people don't understand what's going on here. The reason why we don't fix Central America, I would go down and just kill all the drug cartels, boom, send our forces down there, including advanced drone forces or space-based weapons, and then I would get simple supply. Like, we've already been giving them money, make sure they get farm equipment, build houses, internet. Let them have their own culture in their own country and make sure that they can't cross over and get into here. I mean, it's ridiculous. And if somebody wants to emigrate, let them go to an immigration station and go through the proper process like anybody else. There should be no such thing as illegal immigration. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It totally is. And there's no, just like you said, that's exactly what we should do. We should take out the drug cartels because they're obviously the ones that are making the money in the human trafficking.
And now they got really advanced weapons, 50-caliber machine guns and all kinds of advanced stuff. Easy to kill them off. We have all kinds of advanced weapons.
You know what we need? I'll tell you this, and again, I don't wish this on any child or anything like that. I'm not a sadist or anything like that. But we need to have one child basically kind of have a situation, like if you remember in Syria, they found that one little baby that was dead on the beach, and it was like a big uproar, and it went globally. It was a couple of years ago. We need to have a heart, you know, felt moment where it pulls at the heartstrings of every single person, and you see a child laying there, you know, almost dead. And then what would happen, hopefully, is finally the American people would be so outraged that they would listen. They would then contact the administration in droves every single day and tell them to stop this.
I think the pictures I already see on TV are
enough. We need a victim, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think we already have victims. When I look at the news for a couple of minutes, I can see enough children that are like, oh, my God, these are little kids. I'll tell you what I would like to do.
We need something like that to go viral.
Well, our military needs to stop. We have martial law right now, okay? We pretend that Biden has a government. They do not have the transfer codes to him because he's not actually fully elected as president. They know that. That's why when we had the Insurrection Act, Biden is pretending to be president, even as green screened, pretending he's actually in this or that place and doing green screen, okay? What's going on now is Trump is in the background while martial law is going on. our military needs to go down and truncate these drug cartels, and we're already pouring tons of money. They don't need more money. They just need to make sure they get farm equipment, build houses, internet, schools, whatever, and have a system set up so if you want to emigrate to the States, you got to go through the process. It doesn't matter. And these, by the way, are not just people coming from Central America. They're coming from China. They're coming from Saudi Arabia. They're coming from Syria. They're coming from all over the damn place. And we pretend they're just walking through the border. They're coming from Mexico. And many of these people are coming from all over the freaking world. And a lot of the ones that are getting here aren't good people. These are people that are terrorists that want to, when they get the right signal, do major terrorism in American soil or kill people or be part of the drug cartels. So, you know, Biden's actually collaborating on expanding crime in America, just like this guy, this DA in Los Angeles. And we need to stop all this crap. Why do we tolerate this? You know, it's like if somebody came to my home and I had this lawyer last week. It was we're done Gun Owners America, Mike Hammond. Oh, you can't say that you're going to kill someone if they come to your home. Of course they will. You come to my home to harm me or my family or haul me off to jail or whatever, I'm going to kill you. And I want them to know that. Oh, you don't say that? Yeah, I will say that, some bitch. If you come to my home to harm me, you're going to die. And guess what? If there's enough hard males like me around, none of these police and military have the balls to actually do it because they're not bullies. Okay? They actually are on our side. And they're not going to come in here and start bullying the public, especially with the chance that maybe they or their buddy next to them are going to die. They're not going to do it, are they?
Look, I think the bottom line is, as they're trying to push this recent assault weapons ban, it's not just an assault weapons ban. They're banning, you know, semi-automatics, pistols, revolvers, a bunch of different guns they're not telling you about. And if they try to pass something like this, that could be, you know, the spark that kind of ignites it all.
Could be about it at all. I mean, they try to start seizing guns or red flagging and so on. That's the end of the game. I mean,
that's when it could be game over.
That's game over. I can tell you right now, that's when you're going to start seeing sheriffs and thousands of citizens and ex-military marching down and arresting state and federal politicians, okay? That's the end of the game. There's no longer going to be any more world tolerance.
I was thinking more of people giving their bullets first before they gave them their guns.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if they actually start going, for example, they had a discussion about 4 years ago in New York State where they were going to start seizing guns from veterans that came back and had, say, PTSD. And the Special Forces guy told the governor that, hey, if we try to do this, here's what will happen. We'll get the guys in the first house, we'll get the second house, and they'll have armor-piercing weapons and bombs, and they'll blow us to pieces. They realized that this is stupid, and we're not going to do it because the first home will get the second home, they're going to kill us. Veterans will not tolerate it.
Right? Especially, you don't want to mess with a veteran that if they did have PTSD, that's the last person you want to mess with.
Yeah, they warned the governor they were not going to do this because that's called a suicide mission, okay? Don't try it, dumbasses. You're going to die.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
8. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is shining a spotlight on discrimination and hate crimes against Asian Americans. Republican Congressman from Texas Chip Roy saying all the bad guys should be arrested and prosecuted for committing crimes.
That's bad guys of all colors. That's bad guys of all persuasions. That's bad guys targeting people for all different reasons.
The congressman adding,
when we start policing free speech, we're doing the very thing that we're condemning when we condemn what the Chinese Communist Party does to their country.
The U.S. is set to reach 100 million coronavirus vaccine shots in arms as early as Thursday. President Biden making a campaign promise to deliver 100 million shots in his first 100 days in office. The president is poised to reach that goal ahead of schedule as he was sworn in just 57 days ago. This is USA Radio News. The IRS is warning people that scammers are going to try and confuse you by mentioning coronavirus this tax filing season. Basically, thieves are trying to get your Social Security number and other information, which can be used to steal your refund and cause other financial headaches. CyberReason CEO Lior Liz says hackers know taxes are fantastic bait for their scam.
What hackers doing today, they're trying to convince you to click as much as possible. When it's related to the IRS, the probability that you will click is high because everybody is nervous about it. Everybody wants to make sure that they're doing it right. And when it's happening, you just click and don't think twice.
That audio courtesy of CNBC. The IRS will never call you or text you or contact you on social media. Google is hiring in more than a dozen cities and states, including Atlanta and Washington, D.C., creating at least 10,000 new full-time jobs. USA Radio News.
The following
USA Radio News.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition...
John, you heard the last discussion here with John W. And actually, I think tomorrow we're going to have on the third hour Dr. Betty Martini. We may play some other clips here. I have some other clips here, but I want to hear your analysis of what you see happening right now, John. Go ahead.
Well, regarding what's happening in Mexico, Central America, and I should also add Northern South America, it's just terrible. The drug cartels control practically every human being in those areas. A person's life is worthless unless they submit to the cartels in all facets of life. And it's difficult for us here in America to comprehend what is actually going on down there. But then you have someone like Joe Biden, who is completely ignorant of the situation.
No, he's not ignorant. He's complicit. You see, although we assume he's just demented, he's also evil and demented, okay? So he's not just demented, he's evil and demented, okay? So, you know, we want to always give excuses. Oh, he's just demented. No, he's not. In 1992, he accepted the United Nations Agenda 21. That's long before dementia or even the vascular surgery in his brain. He's an evil prick. And he's a member of the Snake Patrol, I call it, of the Jesuits. Yes. He's a Jesuit. So is the guy Donovan, the Archbishop who coordinated him in a so-called maybe green screen White House, because he's not really a president, he's a phony. And we have a situation where the Pope is declaring that he doesn't want to have any more nation states. So all snake people, I call them. That's why yesterday we had what's called St. Patty, who killed the snake people so they stopped killing Celtic children so they would have their child coming from the netherworld for the snake people. People don't hear this reality. You know what? Most of the churches are freaking useless. That means every religion. Most of the geopolitical systems are just controlled opposition. Even the people on my side, people that say partial truth, but they won't interview with Dr. Deagle. Because interviewing with me is kind of scary, isn't it? Do you interview with somebody as smart as me, and as quick as me, and as fearless as me, you better damn well have your game up, or you're going to have some problems. That's why we begin people like yourself and Josh Bernstein. If you don't have your game up, like Dr. Martini, she has her game up, she'll be on tomorrow. you're going to get chewed up and spit out the bones, okay? And I'm not particularly Mr. Nice Guy. Now, if you just ask, like, nicely and you want to have an answer to a question, it doesn't matter what it is. I literally can give you an answer to almost anything in the universe because I have access directly to God, and by the way, my skill sets I can pass on to anybody else. But they're not afraid to do it because the reason why they killed Jesus, and he was trying to tell people that all of us are literally Bene Elohim, we're all little godlets, literally the children of God. We can take on that authority and create miracles and do things that are fix the problem because God's the source of all the solutions too. So, for example, yeah. when you ask me a question, I want you to do this now. Ask me a question about something we've never discussed, and I will give you the instant answer of how to solve it. Go ahead. Any problem? Go ahead.
You caught me off guard.
You want me to invent a question for you? If you can't invent it, go ahead and do it yourself.
I think I know the answer to this one, but I sort of want your answer on this. How do we know that President Trump actually signed the Insurrection Act and the military is now in control?
Well, I have multiple sources on that. I have military sources. I have the source of the governor of, I think it is, of the Midwestern state that actually announced it. I have military contacts inside the government that told me on the first week in January he signed the Insurrection Act. So that's fact. The fact is that Nancy Pelosi was not the one who put those troops around D.C., you know, all these National Guard troops.
Exactly.
Somehow they're talking to her like somehow she's going to take the troops out of there. She's not in control of that. I mean, why are the troops there? They're there because the Insurrection Act was there. And they're not doing a damn thing except, you know, walking around and doing stuff. Instead of protecting our border, they're down protecting D.C. Why? There's nobody in D.C. The place is dead out. I mean, you can look. There's, you know, white smoke coming out of the yard of the White House because there's underground caverns and things where they're burning bodies and material down there. And, you know, even in front of the Capitol building, in front of what's called the National Courts, there's almost nobody. So what we're dealing with is we're dealing with basically a made-for-TV movie. This is like the Minority Report. This is like the, you know, the made-for-TV movie. It's like Wag the Dog. We're living inside of cyberspace. They're creating a kind of a movie called Take Attention to Joe Biden, Your President, which we faked all the way into the White House, and he's working as an employee of Xi Jinping of the CCP. And he's a pedophile, and he's a maniac, and he's demented, and had two vascular brain surgeries. And in the wings, we have someone who's going to take over authority, and she's not even an American, Kamala Harris. And by the way, I looked at her the other way, and she's got kind of a different, funny look, but it's interesting. The bridge of her nose is very broad, you know, above her nostrils. And she does look like a camel. The upper part of her nose is very broad. I'm thinking, that's why her name is Kamala Harris, because she looks like a camel. Pretty funny. Anyway, the problem is the joke is on us because we believe this stuff. Now, even on the side of the so-called people that are, we call the good people, they'll make statements on them way out of, like for example, Dr. Coleman or this immunologist that's a member that made all these goddamn vaccines, is now saying, oh my God, some of the vaccines is going to cause all these viruses. This is all controlled opposition because they already know the vaccines are killing people and people are catching on, so let's tell them stop the vaccines because the vaccines are going to create new strains. Who gives a shit if they're new strains? There's new strains of viruses every year from the flu, and our body gets used to them, and if you have a good healthy immune system and vitamin D and antioxidants and so on, you're fine because you deal with it. You know, this is more bullshit, okay, to control us so they can put vaccines in us that actually contain nanobots and technology and eventually interface with our DNA and our cortex and our amygdala and knock out our VMAT2 God gene area of our brain, so we become cyborgs in their superstate. You have to understand the devils that are running this are basically disembodied spirits from Draco reptilians from the ancient world. And their star exploded when the supernova happened 671.2 light years ago. And so their planet's probably long gone with the supernova explosion, where that star system in Orion went boom, boom, in the Middle Ages. Yet their disembodied spirits are here trying to control our world elite, including Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, all the other members. Look at all these people within his staff. They can't even maintain logic of what they're doing. It doesn't even make common, decent, logical sense, even if you're kind of like average intelligence. You know, even if you just, if let's say you're running America like a business, okay? You wouldn't run America like this. Shut down the XL pipelines, the 21 states are suing you. Open up the border to dump in millions of poor people who, hey, you haven't even educated. You want to educate them, and you want them to emigrate somewhere, here or some other country, go down there and build schools for them and put in pipelines, get them farm equipment, help to get them internet so they have them have tourist places down there, get rid of the drug cartels so it's safe for them to go home and have normal business and only be raped and murdered or sold to the cartels in order to get money for their parents so they can live down in Central America and Nicaragua. I mean...
Yes, but these people are destroyers, Dr. Deagle.
Yeah, but I'm not a destroyer. Let's put it this way. I'm a super genius, okay? If the military wants to depend on me, I can make what's called directed energy weapon super AI drones, and 100 drones that I can design could go in and take an army of a million men and women and destroy them, no matter what kind of weapons they think they have to protect themselves. So what I'm saying is people need to understand the reason why we don't do things is because we don't have the balls. We don't have the guts. We don't have the vision to say, hey, do you want to make life decent for these people in these countries? We've made it indecent because it's profiting the drug cartels and the deep state in America. They get $2 trillion from doing what they do. $2 trillion, that's the people that are inside the NSA, no such agency, the CIA, and so on. When we look at some of these people, you wonder, they got foreign bank accounts, haven't they? They got money stuffed in Switzerland. And remember, the largest place to stuff money, you know where it is? Great Britain. Do you know there's more money stuffed in offshore banks in Great Britain now than Switzerland by 100 times?
Interesting. That doesn't surprise me.
Cayman Islands, for example. The Cayman Islands just in our Gulf of Mexico is one of the big places. Do you know that? The Cayman Islands is one of the main banks that's a subsidiary of the British bank system. So if you have a bunch of money, you stuff it in the Grand Caymans for America. You don't have to go all the way to Switzerland. Just to go to the Caymans. It takes you half an hour to fly from Texas or Florida, and boom, you're there. Exactly, you know. You know, you have to understand, these people are not freaking geniuses that are evil, and people are just stupid because they don't want to believe this can exist. Dr. Deagle, Angstrom silver, wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C+ is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Get back to business here. Let's see what we have here. we had some fun here earlier. Okay, this is the one here. So John, I'd like to introduce, we're going to go over here to the next hour shortly, but I want you to ask some questions about, I'm going to formulate the question for you. What are the 2 or 3 top problems we have in our civilization? What are they? You tell me what you think, and I'll give you my... Say the top 3 things. What's wrong with our culture, and why we don't solve the problems?
Well, basically...
Summarize.
Because...
Don't go long. I just want to say boom, 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 and then we'll expand on it. What are they? What are the top 3 things?
Are people perish from lack of wisdom or... a vision or knowledge, that's pretty high on my list.
Why do they not have the limit? We'll expand on that. But why do you think they don't get wisdom? What's the reason why they don't have wisdom?
Well, it has a lot to do with their education system.
Exactly.
It has a lot to, which has really plummeted in terms of quality, especially during the past decade.
It's not a matter of just so much education, it's personal interaction. For example, you know that if you take somebody like me, I'm a problem child, so you bring me into a discussion with people who are not politically up to speed, and they bring out issues that can affect us all and cause us great danger, and I'm going to respond by bringing it up in the middle of a dinner or something, so I'm going to be very disruptive, and that's the facts. So I'm not well invited, for example, if I go to a dinner with a Democrats that are really deeply embedded in their ideas, even if they're not extreme Democrats like Biden or some of the far left, it's very aggravating to have somebody like me around because I'm going to bring out issues which can affect us all and put us all in grave danger. For example, right now, if we manage to do the wrong thing and don't show enough strength, we could have a high-altitude nuclear weapon hit our upper atmosphere and knock out our power grid from North Korea, Iran, or from Russia, or some other proxy, and then our power would
go.
Yeah, North Korea. Yep. And if our proxy hits us, we don't have any way of replacing our UHF transformers, so we're going to see millions of people die within the first 2 months. So the problem is I don't try to apologize for who and what I am. I'm a pain in the ass. And the problem is that the educational system wants you to be nice and not make people think, because people, I think some people, if they think their hair is going to go on fire. By thinking, I mean dialoguing. For example, I don't mind dialoguing with somebody who thinks that such and such. For example, let's say I'm going to pretend now. I'm going to dialogue with somebody who is who's tranny. Okay? How did that tranny person arise? They arose because over the last, say, 100 years, we put electro pollution in the air, we put toxic pollutants in the air, in the water and food, and we disturbed their normal neural pathways development so they no longer, even though they're genetically either male or female, those pathways are altered, so they're not exactly, they're kind of screwed up, okay?
So yes. Part of the reason is biological. Then it's also cultural, because you're now told, don't tell somebody that's sick because they've got this illness that they're a bad person. I don't call them a bad person. I call them a sick person, just like if you had heart disease or toenail problem, fungus or whatever. They've got an illness, okay? Just like somebody who's an alcoholic or they got manic depressive, they're not a bad person. They have an illness, okay? So sexual deviation is an illness. Now, we don't approach it that way, just like we don't approach the fact that obesity is related to insulin resistance. And the fact we have insulin resistance, like this big movie now to make money, is called GOLO, which was based on my research 42 years ago. So the first problem is number one, is not education. It's communication. It's how we talk to each other and what kind of levels of communication are considered acceptable. People like me should be considered acceptable. In other words, I love dialoguing with people. I want to say, why are you this way? For example, do you want our civilization to deteriorate to the point where you don't even know what a male or female is anymore? Well, they're not trying to push it. They're trying to push it on normal people who aren't biologically disturbed yet by biologically being screwed up in their brain pathways or their hormone levels in their body. And they want to push on you to say, how dare you be straight? You're inferior if you're straight. You don't accept me. So, number one, if the problem is not education, it's communication. We have to have the idea that if we can dialogue or communicate, we can always find a solution. Okay?
Okay. Now, regarding just what you said, you brought up a very good point. Most people talk at what I refer to as the marketplace level. It's just basically chit-chat. There's very little thought involved. And
yeah, but that's the problem. Is to see, I don't want chit-chat. I mean, it's okay. Chit-chat is what we call it. It's like putting packing around something you're going to send out, you know, from Amazon or someplace so it doesn't get broken. Chit-chat does nothing, okay? What we should be doing is doing things like, for example, I give an example. We have our cleaners here today, and they're Hispanic, and we really like them. They're friends of ours. So my son, when he's really smart, he always brings, you know, bagels and things like that for them to feed them, and they have a nice snack while they're here cleaning. So we treat them like human beings. They know that, so they're going to do a really good job, and they're going to realize we respect them, and we've helped them, too. In other words, helped them in many ways. So one of their girls there is actually, and now she only comes here a week, but she actually works as a nurse, okay, because we helped her some years ago. So the fact is we're there to help. Now, in other words, you treat other people like a human being, whether they're alternative sexual behavior or not, but you don't let them go and touch your kids or do weird stuff or try to teach them that it's bad to be straight, okay? That's the kind of crap they're trying to push on us now. It's not bad to be straight. It's good to be straight. Secondly, we tolerate things like they're trying to tell our police you can't do this and that, like in New York State. Don't interact with people that are criminals and this and that way. Criminals are mentally ill people. If I could actually get every person that was in and out of court, sometimes multiple times, I did a brain scan or blood test and there are neurotransmitters and so on, I can tell you they have an abnormal brain. They're not normal. They're prone to disturbed sleep, disturbed behavior, disturbed hormones, and disturbed neural activation of their frontal lobes. If you actually look at their quantitative electroencephalogram, the voltages and frequencies across their frontal lobes don't match other areas of their cortex. And no wonder their brains are gone, because you look at the areas of their brain called the VMAT2 region, which is the God genes, that suppress the reptilian behavior, is gone. It's turned off, the lights are out, and if you go look at it, oh my God, the lights are out. Well, no wonder they're a criminal, okay? So we don't look systematically at any problem. The same thing is look at a bridge. If you don't put rebar on the bridge, don't drive over it, it'll break, okay? And you're going to die if you're a big trucker with a heavy load. So we don't look at that. We also don't understand that if you put toxic materials in a home, of course it's going to impact people's health because the toxic chemicals are going to be absorbed. And eventually they're going to give them breast cancer, dementia, God knows what. Or toxic thing in our water, like fluoridated water, is going to feminize, or toxic chemicals. What the hell do we expect? If you look at insects and you expose them to these toxins, it's going to disrupt them just by 5 and 6G. The insects won't be able to navigate back to the hives, so you're going to end up with what's called basically a pollinating catastrophe, so you're going to lose your honey and pollinated food, and all of a sudden the only thing you're going to have is non-pollinated food called gruel. You know, these are not impossible things to solve. So that's problem number one, is it's not education, because if you don't communicate first, education never works out. Education is just based on communication, which means, I remember when I had my teachers back when I was in school back in, you know, the 60s and the 70s, before I went into, you know, the 50s and 60s before I went to school. The teachers were real good, like my grade 7 teacher. They communicated with me like a normal human being, and they wouldn't try to force me to think stupid ideas that were self-destructive. They want to teach me how to think about thinking. Okay,
yep.
So that's number one. And they don't do that now. The teachers are trying to train you to think their way because they control you like a little robot. They think of you as a video game. So what's your second problem? What's the second one?
Well, before we go on to the second, Dr. Deagle, I learned to communicate before I went to school. I was very fortunate to live in a neighborhood during World War II where there were a lot of elderly retired professional people.
So in other words, they made you learn how to communicate before you even started being educated. See, so people don't even know how to think about thinking, for example. Like, for example, my daughter with Down syndrome, she's been taught to how to think about thinking. So even though her intelligence is below 100, she's very high functioning, and she does her own computer, her own iPad, her own treadmill. She does everything on her own. Because she's very competent, her room is very organized, because her thoughts are organized in her head. She's not full of crap. But you see...
I meant to wish her a happy birthday yesterday, but I
well, it's not yet. Her birthday's going to be the 25th.
Oh, the 25th.
Not yet. That was St. Patty's Day is the day we worship St. Patty for killing the St. people. I'm going to keep playing this little clip here with Josh Bernstein, and we'll be back in a minute for hour number three. Tomorrow we'll have our three with Dr. Betty Martini. And you're welcome to call in, people, and to say, bring your problems, bring your whatever. We have our truck, or we have two trucks. We have our sewage truck to bake the sewage out of your brain and out of your society and your religion. And we have our manna truck to give you the truth, the manna of, as they say, without the truth of manna, to supply your body with the right manna, nutraceuticals or manna, spiritual and geopolitical truths. The people die or perish for lack of vision. Vision is a form of manna. We'll be back in a moment with hour number three coming up. Thank you, John W. I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to play this little clip with Josh Burns. He's quite a comedian, isn't he?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. As an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One. capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.